Amen. Praise God. Kay didn't know what I was going to share today, but I'm going to be sharing on fear again today. I just felt in my heart it was something that needed to be spoken about again today. So why don't you stand, and we're going to turn to a familiar scripture, 2 Timothy 1:7, because we need to get this deposited in our spirit, man. Amen. It's already there that we don't have fear, that we live fearless, but our emotions in fear, which is an emotion, can drive us away from our stance in Jesus Christ. So the Bible says, for God has not given us, everybody say us. Turn to somebody and say, that's Ewan. God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So if you have a sound mind, then you're walking in love and you're walking in power and you don't have fear. Let's hold up our Bibles today and say it like we mean it. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. And I can do what it says I can do. Today, I boldly confess my mind is clear. My heart is open to receive God's word. And I will never be the same. Never, never the same. In Jesus' name. Amen. Turn around and give somebody a virtual high five and say, you know, God is a good, good God. Amen. Wow. He is a good, good God. So good to see you guys this morning. What a blessing to have you here today. And welcome those watching over Facebook Live and those that are on the Now Network. We are recording, and so we are so thankful for you guys. Make sure you share it with your friends around the world today. And we're blessed to have you with us here at Discovery Church. God bless you. You know, God is such a good God and such an awesome God. God does not want our life filled with fear. He does not want us walking in fear. He does not want us talking in fear. God wants us living in his love that he has for us today. And you know, it's so important that as the scripture is telling us, as Paul was writing Timothy here and is expounding on this young pastor, not to give in to a spirit of fear, but realize what you have. You have power. You have God's love. Amen. And we know that God's love, if we're perfected in God's love, there's no fear there. John tells us that. Amen. And we have a sound mind. So, you know, what we believe is so critically important. Because if our believing wrong, then our thinking is wrong. And if our thinking is wrong, our feelings are wrong. And our feelings move us to action. So if our feelings are wrong, then our actions are going to be wrong. That's why it's so imperative that you know, first of all, that you are the righteousness in Christ Jesus. Because righteousness gives you boldness. The Bible says we have boldness in the day of judgment. Amen? We have boldness because we are the righteousness in Christ. The Bible says the righteousness are as bold as a lion. And so we're not to be carrying fear. And in this world right now, there are plenty of opportunities to fear. There's a lot of stuff going on in this world. And so we don't want to be carrying what the world is doing. We want to be carrying the Spirit of Christ and the Spirit of grace and walk in our righteousness. We do not want this emotion of fear to rise out of our heart and stop what God has for us. Amen? So it's not God's will for us to operate in fear. Our faith in God's love defeats that emotion every time. So we fear when we really don't think or understand that God completely loves us. Because how else would fear arise? Because we know if God is the God of this universe, the God of this world, amen, that he is, and he's living in us, whom shall we fear? No one. Romans 8 tells us that. Whom shall we fear? Nothing can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Yet there seems to be so many Christians today that are dealing with this emotion, and God does not want you dealing with it. God wants you to overcome that thing and walk in his love for you. Turn to somebody and say, amen and amen. Listen to me. We do not have to tolerate fear. It is never okay. Faith is a positive response to what grace has made available. fear is a negative response to what Satan has made available. Fear is a negative response to what Satan has. I don't know about you, but I don't want anything to do with that boy. Amen. That's like, no, baby. Amen. But faith is God's response to what grace has made available. So the opportunity to react in fear will always exist. Hello. Will always exist, but thank God we have authority over that to stand on God's promises in faith. We have a choice whether we will submit to fear or submit to faith. John 10:10. Listen to this. You know this. What does the thief come to do? The thief, what does he come to do? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That is his grounds of operation. He wants to steal from you, wants to steal your peace, he wants to steal relationships, he wants to steal the joy, he wants to steal everything he can. He is the rip-off artist. And then he wants to kill and he wants to destroy. But Jesus said, I've come to do what? To give you life and that you may have life how? More abundantly. Listen to me. Walking or tolerating fear in your life is not an abundant life. God wants you to have an abundant life of walking in the freedom of his grace and faith. Thank God for the abundant life. Amen. Who we listen to influences how we think. Turn to somebody and say, that just went right over you, didn't it? Amen. Turn to somebody and say, who you listen to influences how you think. It is so imperative that you listen to the right voices. You know, people that are constantly taking in from all sources get weird. Oh, I got to have this. I've got to get that. That's good. Oh, I got to get this. I got to get that. Oh, that's good. Amen. You know what? There are very, very few people that I open myself up to listen to. Because if I begin to listen to so many sources, so many prophetic voices, then I'm taking in all these things. I just don't want to be weird. Turn to somebody and say, do you want to be weird? Amen. I don't want to be weird. Amen. I want to be solid based on God's word, based on the Spirit, and based on grace. There's probably about two or three teachers that I'll actually listen to once in a while, because we have the Holy Spirit within us as well. He is the unction of the Holy Spirit, and we can be taught by the Holy Spirit as well, and should be, amen. He will guide and lead us into all truth, the Bible says. And what happens is when people open themselves up to different things, not only do they get weird, they get fearful. Because they really don't know who to believe or what to believe, and all of it kind of sounds good, right? And there's a lot of things that can sound good out there that are not grace-based. Oh, that'll preach all day, amen? Praise God. I don't know about you, but the revelation of grace absolutely changed my entire life. And when I got the grace message and God downloaded that into my spirit and I got a hold of all the revelation that God has for me in grace, that everything that I have has already been provided in Christ Jesus, it just totally changed every perspective in my life. Wow, amen. And the Bible says we have received the fullness of grace upon grace. 1 John 1:16. We've received the fullness of God and grace upon grace. That grace upon grace is grace upon 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 grace of grace and grace and grace and grace and grace. And when you receive the revelation of what God really has set you free from that religious spirit, then you realize you can walk in that freedom and you don't have to fear any longer. Because the law brings fear, grace brings freedom. So then faith cometh by hearing, Romans 10:17, right? And hearing by the word of God. Conversely, fear comes by hearing the words of the enemy. The Bible says in Isaiah, what is it, 55, somewhere around there, 60? Whose report will you believe? I choose to believe the report of the Lord. Amen? Because there's a lot of reporters out there right now, and they're reporting on a lot of things, but I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Praise God. I'm going to believe what God says in His Word about me. How about you? Amen? Praise God. It is impossible to please God without faith. Hebrews 11, 6. Likewise, it is impossible to please the devil without fear. God needs faith to bring His words to pass. Satan needs fear to bring his word to pass. It's a total opposite in the kingdom. Amen? The greatest fear the devil can inflict on Christians is the fear that God's word will not come to pass. He has tried to use that forever, amen? The devil does not want us to believe that by Jesus' stripes we are healed. He does not want us to believe that God will supply all of my needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. He does not want you to believe those things and keep you in fear. But I want to declare to you today that God has already provided your healing and your supply in the name of Jesus. It's already done. Amen? Can we say amen to that? Amen and amen. Amen? Man, being constantly afraid gives the enemy an opportunity. Now I'm speaking to someone. It may not be here. It may be out there, but it's somewhere. Being in a constant state of fear gives the enemy an opportunity to work in your life. Job 1:5. We looked at this. I want to go back to this a second because Job is the oldest manuscript in the Bible. I believe it's there for a reason because it gives us really the operation of the enemy behind the scenes. So it was when the days of feasting had run their course that Job would sin and sanctify them, and he would rise early in the morning and offer burnt offerings according to the number of them all, his children. For Job said, "It may be that my sons have sinned and cursed God in their hearts." Thus Job did regularly. Job experienced firsthand what fear can do in the life of someone who tolerates it. If we do not operate in faith, we are operating in fear. If our prayers are based in faith, then fear is not there. But many prayers are based in fear and not in faith. We want our prayers to be based on faith and not in fear. And Job was full of fear. He was operating in fear and offering sacrifice, doing the right thing, but doing it out of fear and not out of faith. God does not want you offering sacrifice out of fear. God is a good God, and He loves you just the way you are. Amen. He wants your prayers to be ones of faith, ones of authority, and not ones of fear that will... Y'all are real enthusiastic this morning. Amen. Man, praise God. Listen to Job 3:25. Job 3:25. Look at this scripture. Some of you know this, but look at the scripture again. Job 3:25. For the thing I greatly feared has come upon me, and what I dreaded has happened to me. Job was offering sacrifices which were good, but fear was the motive behind what he did. The greatest fear came to pass because he was not operating in faith. Luke 1:74 and 75. Amen. Luke 1:74-75. To grant us that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemy, might serve him without what? Without fear. Guys, I want to tell you, man, don't allow any type of emotional fear to come in your life and start leading you. Because fear, that's what happens. Emotions lead us if we allow them to. Amen. We don't want emotions leading us. We want the Spirit of God to lead us. Anybody else want the Spirit of God to lead them? Amen. I want the Spirit of God to lead me. I don't want my emotion to lead me, especially an emotion of fear. To grant us that being delivered from the hand of the enemies might serve him without fear, next verse, amen, in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. You know, right now there are people that are afraid to go outside. There are people that are so afraid, and fear has gripped them. It is not God that is gripping you. God loves you, amen? Break free from that fear and realize God loves you and God's got protection for you. He is a protector today, amen? He is not only the provider, he's a protector. He loves us today, man. No plague is going to come near our dwelling. We quote that, we say that, we believe that, amen. Hallelujah. Did I tell you the other day that I went to a doctor and I asked him, I said, hey, doc, tell me something. You know, oh, by the way, it's getting flu season again, according to the world. Oh, by the way, we're going to be in flu season here about, you know, November, December again. And I asked him, I said, doctor, I said, can you tell me something? He said, sure, Steve, what is it? I said, can you tell me, how did they come up with this, you know, vaccine for the flu? How do they know what flu it's going to be? He looked at me and said, we don't. Do you want to go by a guess? So you guys know I worked in hospice for quite a while, and I was in an office about 30 or something people, and everyone in that office. Now listen, I'm not advocating. You've got to be led by the Spirit. You be led by the Spirit. Listen to me. There's nothing wrong with going to a doctor. God gave doctors to bring healing as well. Amen. You just are led by the Spirit. You never receive condemnation from anybody about going to a doctor, although you're a faith person. You don't receive condemnation if you feel like you need to wear a mask. Amen. You don't receive condemnation. Amen. And don't receive condemnation if you don't feel like wearing one. Because why? We are Spirit-led people. Amen. So I was in hospice, and that year, everybody there got the flu shot, and they kept asking me, hey, Steve, are you going to get the flu shot? Pastor Steve, are you going to get the flu shot? Are you going to get the flu? I said, no, I'm not taking it this year. And they said, why? And I said, I'm not, but you know what? You need to take it. And I said, no, I'm not going to take it this year. Everybody in that office got sick. I am not kidding. Everyone in that office got sick that year, but when you hear the voice of the Spirit and he's telling you to do something, you be led by the Spirit. No matter what else somebody else is doing, don't just go with the crowd. Be led by the Spirit. And then don't receive condemnation from people. Condemnation is not from God. You walk in the joy of the Lord. That is your strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. God delivered us from the enemy's hand 2,000 years ago. Sickness is an enemy from the enemy. It's not from God. God does not place sickness on people. It is an enemy, and we've been delivered. Fear is an enemy. We've been delivered from fear. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. We've been delivered from it. So if you're delivered from something, it means it no longer has a hold on you or is part of you. To serve God without fear is to serve him in faith. Faith is a practical expression of a fearless, confidence life in him. Man, that is good. Amen? To be holy is to be different or set apart from the world. This means if the world is in fear, then we are in faith. If the world is in fear, then the body of Christ is in faith. We should be setting the precedent now. Amen? We should be living the example of faith and not fear. Righteousness is a gift. We've been made righteous of God. Therefore, we have a gift to be healed, to be delivered from fear, and to be protected. Woo! Come on, somebody. Amen. Give God some praise right there. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Listen to me. Not only do we not have to submit to fear, we must actively resist and fight against it. Philippians 1:28. Can you put this up in the NLT? Philippians 1:28 in the New Living Translation. Look at this, guys. Praise the Lord. This is so good. Don't be intimidated in any way by your enemies. This will be a sign to them that they are going to be destroyed, but that you are going to be saved even by God Himself. So we must not allow sickness or disease to imitate us, just like fear. They're also our enemies. We cast down fear by speaking God's word over it. Amen? Every time it tries to rise or that emotion tries to rise, we take out the word of God and we speak it and we confess it over that emotion because we know we have the victory over that thing. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. This is why Jesus said, don't worry about everyday life. Don't worry about it. Don't be consumed about what you're going to eat or what you're going to wear. All those things the Gentiles seek after. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things are going to be added unto you. Amen? All these things. We are in a different kingdom today than what the world is in. We are in God's kingdom, not the world's kingdom. There's a great separation between what the world has and what the church is. The Bible says the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. We have power and authority in the name of Jesus Christ, amen, as the body of Christ. We're not puny. We're strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Praise God. We're able to do great exploits. Man, turn to somebody and say, you're sitting next to a warrior, baby. Amen. Man, you're not, turn to somebody and say, you're not sitting next to a sissy. I'm a warrior in Jesus Christ. I conquer. In fact, I'm more than conquer through Him that loved me. Praise God, man. Sometimes we just take on this passive image of what we are in Christ. I want to tell you, we are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Amen. Worry is to meditate on the negative things and problems from the enemy. It opens up to worry, stress, fear, which in turn can attack our immune system, our bodies, right? Whatever happens, we must not let it steal our peace. Over in Matthew 6, 25 and 32, I just quoted some of that, but Jesus said, "O ye of little faith." I want to give you some insight on that. Little faith does not refer to how big your faith is, but to a lack of consistency in our faith. This consistency is called, listen to me, are you ready? This consistency is called patience. Consistency is called patience. You have need of patience after you've done the will of God. Consistency is called patience. What is the definition of patience? Let me give you my definition. Constantly remaining the same in all circumstances. Faith constantly remains the same in every circumstance I find myself in. That's why Paul said, whatever circumstance I'm in, whatever state I'm in, I've learned to be content. Why? Because he knew about patience. Patience is remaining the same. Aren't you glad we serve a God that's not fickle? That he gives you something, then takes it back? Amen? Right? I remember years ago dating a fickle girl. That was years ago. Years and years ago. I'll be married 36 years next month. Amen. Praise God. And but years ago before Holly, when I was just a kid, you know, this girl, one time she'd tell me she'd like me, next time she said she didn't. Next time she'd tell me she'd like me, next time she said she didn't. I thought, man, this is not good. I don't even know if I was saved at that time. I was just a kid, but I knew that wasn't good. Amen. But God is not a fickle God. God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't you appreciate people that are the same? You know, Holly and I have got friends, and I guarantee you they live in North Carolina. We have a lot of friends, but we have some friends in North Carolina, and I guarantee you if we went to see them today, they would be the same as the last time we saw them about a year or so ago. We'd strike up the same conversation. We'd have the same, you know, we'd sit down. We'd just begin to talk and to share, and nothing changes with them. They're constantly remaining the same. I so appreciate people like that. When you see them, they're always the same. They're always joyful. They're constantly the same. Nothing. That's the way God is. God is constantly the same. And when we're going through something, you hang in there, baby. You let patience be your reward. Patience has great recompense of reward. Faith has great recompense of reward. Doesn't it? Come on, somebody, doesn't it? Amen. How does it have that? When we are constantly remaining the same in faith. Wow, praise God. We can either submit ourselves to the word or we can submit ourselves to negative emotions. I don't know about you, but I'm going to submit myself to the word. The Bible says, casting all your cares on him because he cares for you. 1 Peter 5, 5 through 7. Casting all your cares on him because he what? He cares for you. If you don't know God cares for you, then it's hard to cast your cares on him. But you got to know and understand that God loves you unconditionally and cares for you. Amen? God wants to take away your cares, anxieties, and fears. Amen? But you've got to give it to him in order for him to take it away. You've got to cast it to him in order for him to take it away. Look at Psalm 55:22. Let me give you this first scripture this morning. Psalm 55:22. Give your burdens to the Lord and he will what? Take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip and fall. God desires that you give those things to him. Amen. Don't allow fear to come into your life. Immediately give that over to him. And then give the word with it. God's word provides the encouragement we need. It's essential that we are nourished by the word of God in our hearts. We get the word deep in our hearts. That's why it says, let the word of God dwell in you richly. Why? Because you can combat those negative emotions when they come up. When they come up, what do? You combat them with a thought? No, you combat them with your lips and with your mouth and with the confession of the word. Amen. When it comes up against you, you open up your mouth and the word, you put the word on it. And when you put the word on it, things begin to change. Amen. But you've got to take your authority, you've got to know the word, and you've got to put the word on it, and you've got to let the word richly dwell within you. Man, that's good preaching, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Wow. Look at Proverbs 12:25. Heaviness in the heart of man maketh it stoop, but a good word maketh it glad. Aren't you glad for the good word of Jesus Christ? Aren't you glad for a good word? Amen. Worry weighs a person down. An encouraging word cheers a person up. There is no greater encouraging word than this word. That is the encouraging word. Amen. God, you are so good. Amen. When the world is scared and anxious, believers can remain in peace and be unafraid. Proverbs 15:13. Can you put that up in the message? Proverbs 15:13. Amen. Look at this. Give me one more scripture this morning. Proverbs 15:13. A cheerful heart brings a smile to your face. A sad heart makes it hard to get through the day. Turn to somebody and say, you do better smiling, man. And turn to somebody and say, you look better smiling. Amen. We want to smile. Amen. Believers can keep the smile on their faces because they have a cheerful heart and a reason to smile. How many know you got a reason to smile? Amen. You got Jesus living on the inside of you. He is your healer. He is your deliverer. He is your constant companion. He's never, ever, ever going to leave or forsake you. You do not have to tolerate the emotion of fear. You can replace that with faith in your life, and faith causes you to rise above all circumstances. Amen. We take the shield of faith, which quenches all the fiery darts of the enemy. The shield of faith is God's word. And the word of God quenches all the fiery darts the enemy would try to throw at you to get you away and drag you away with your emotions. Man, be solid in the word. Turn to me and say, be solid in the word. Don't be ruled by your emotions. be ruled by faith in God's word. Oh, man, that is good preaching. Amen. Hallelujah. Emotions will lead you into wrong relationships if you let them. Fear will lead you into wrong relationships if you let it. Amen. Don't allow fear to dominate your life. Turn to somebody and say, are you getting this morning? When the world is going through an ordeal, God knows how to keep us safe and deliver us from any trial. Amen. Our joy can be an amazing spiritual weapon. James said, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Don't make them for yourself, right? Count it all joy when you fall into various trials. When you're going through something, start counting on the joy of the Lord is my strength. That joy is going to get you through. That joy is greater than an emotion because it's deeper than an emotion. It's a fact. Amen? It's not a happiness. It's a joy that is eternal. Let's stand this morning. Amen? Come on, let's give God some praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow, thank you, Lord. So when we're going through something, constantly remain the same in your faith this morning. Amen? I want us to hold up our hands this morning. I want us to declare some things out of our mouth today. I want us to declare what God is and who he is and what he's done for us. Can we do that this morning? First of all, out of your mouth, say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I do not walk in fear. I do not respond out of fear, but I respond out of faith. Faith is my weapon. I overcome by faith. I live in faith, not in fear. Thank you, Lord. I am healed today by faith. I receive it in my body, in my spirit, in my mind, in the name of Jesus. I am whole in every area of my life. I declare that out of my mouth. Thank you for your grace today that has provided healing for me. How somebody need to receive that, because fear has come up into your life in an area in your body. And I want to tell you, you don't have to be afraid, man. You just speak the word right now. Say, thank you. Come on, everybody say it with Pastor. Thank you, Jesus. I am healed. I am the healed of the Lord. Healing is provided. It is mine. I receive it. I take it today into my body right now. That thing has to go. It has to be removed in the name of Jesus, and I receive everything I have in Jesus' name. Oh, man, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Church, do you realize we have a blood covenant? We have a blood covenant this morning. Amen. It is the new covenant, not the old covenant, but the new covenant, a blood covenant. We have a representative. He represented us all. His name is Jesus. He died for us. He shed his blood that you and I might be healed and walk in our healing. There is no feeble among us. Come on, somebody say that out of your mouth. No feeble among us. I receive the strength in my body. Some of you need some strength right now in your body. I receive the strength of the Lord in my body this morning. In my feet, I receive strength in my feet today. My feet are like hinds feet. Amen? My feet are strong today. No pain in my feet. No pain in my legs today. No pain in my back today. My back is healed. Hallelujah. No degenerative disease today. Nothing but strength there. Amen. No fibromyalgia today. Somebody needs to receive that this morning. Amen. No fibromyalgia. None in the name of Jesus today. Hallelujah. Somebody's been experiencing some numbness, and I don't know who that is, but somebody's been experiencing some numbness. And I want to tell you, God is healing that right now. So you receive. If you've got some numbness going on, you raise up your hand and you receive that numbness, that healing and the numbness right now. Amen. Father, thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, we release that healing power of Christ in this place. Lord, those right now, no fear. Amen. Complete healing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, receive it. Church, say it with me this morning. By his stripes, I am healed. I receive it today. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. You are my healer. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, listen, if that was you, do something you couldn't do before, amen? Just go ahead and receive it and release it and say, thank you, Lord. I am the healed of the Lord this morning, amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, you are so good. Listen, I told them up there yesterday, you don't have to get old and get sick and die. You can get old without getting sick and die when you want to. Just say, it's my time, Lord. I'm ready. I'm done. I fought a good fight. But you don't have to die sick. God wants you well. Turn to somebody and say, God wants you well. Come on, God wants you well. Amen. He wants you whole in every area of your life. Every area, God wants you whole. Amen. One with the issue of blood said, if I can touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. God's got wholeness for you today. One more time. Raise up your hand. I just feel like someone needs this right now. Amen. Right now. Amen. Some things have been going on in your body and you've accepted it. Don't accept it. Amen. Don't accept it. Don't accept it. Oh, Pastor, it's not a big thing. No, no, no. Don't accept it. Amen. Reject it in the name of Jesus. Come on, say it with Pastor again this morning. Thank you, Lord. I reject everything that is not you and does not line up with your word. In the name of Jesus, I receive my total, complete healing today in Jesus' name. Grace has provided it, and I take it now in Jesus' name. Amen. You just be infused with the Holy Spirit right now. Hallelujah. Be infused with the Holy Spirit right now. Receive your healing this morning. He is a good, good God. Hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together and give me some praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Turn to somebody this morning and say, you know what? I'm different than I came in this morning. God did something in my life today. If you believe that, receive it. Amen. You are loved this morning. Praise the Lord.